It's getting late. Are you ready for a bedtime story, Taylor? Once upon a time, there was a cute little puppy by the name of Buddy. Now, he was a very good puppy, and he always did what his parents said, except for one thing. He didn't like to memorize important numbers like his address and telephone number. Buddy knew he always had the special tag on his collar with his address and phone number. He told his mom and dad,
"Don't worry. I always wear my beautiful tag on my collar, and if I ever get lost, I can just look up the numbers on my tag."
But his mom said, "I'm not so sure, Buddy. I think it's better to have all those important numbers in your head. After all, what if you lose your tag?" And his dad said,
"When I was a pup, we used to have to memorize hundreds, thousands, millions of numbers."
But Buddy interrupted,
"I'll be fine. I never go anywhere without my new tag."
And he went outside to play. Well, Buddy's favorite game was chasing falling leaves. And it was a very windy day, and there were lots of leaves flying around. And Buddy was very excited, and he started to chase one leaf, and then another, and another. The wind became stronger and carried the leaves further and further away from his home. Buddy finally caught a particularly nice big yellow leaf and started to return home. But when he looked around, he noticed that he was in a strange neighborhood that he'd never been to before. He tried going down this street and that street, but soon he realized that he was hopelessly lost. He sat down near the curb and started to cry. Just then, a nice old cat came out of the nearest house and asked,
"What's the matter, little guy? Are you lost?"
"Yes," Buddy said, sniffling. "I was chasing leaves and wasn't paying attention to where I was going."
"Well," said the cat, "do you know your address and phone number? If you do, I can go inside and call your mom, or I could even walk you home."
Buddy said,
"Oh, I don't need to memorize those silly numbers. I always have my tag on my collar with those numbers on it."
And he reached for his tag, but it was not there. It had fallen off while he was chasing leaves.
"Oh, no," cried Buddy. "What will I do now?"
As he was fighting back the tears, suddenly he heard a familiar voice calling him. He saw his mom and dad down the street running towards him.
"We saw your tag on the ground, and when we called, you didn't answer. You gave us quite a scare."
"You think you were scared," said Buddy. "From now on, I'm going to carry my address and my phone number where they belong, in my head."
Dad started to say,
"You know, when I was a pup..."
"Oh, Dad," said Buddy. "Not that story again."
And they all laughed.
"Thank you very much for taking care of me," Buddy said to his new friend, the nice old cat. And then he went home with his mom and dad.